TLC, Tender Loving Care. It's Friday, the 12th of November. The year is 2010. The radio program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, having to be named after a guy. And they found they, whoever they are. Don't y'all love that?
They
found who they are. Mm-hmm. I found myself, and it wasn't by going through the search of the TSA. And somebody else finds me there.
I found the law, and the law won. Oh, wait, I fought the law.
Yeah, right. And that's what we're going to do with the TSA. Man, this thing, a hot tamale. The TSA, as you know, has enhanced since a week or two ago their practices, Jennifer Horn. They are now much more aggressive in checking you out when you go through. Like, not like, I'm waiting for this to happen at the supermarket checkout line. It's funny, last night I went to the grocery store to buy some stuff, and as I was going through the grocery store, and all these things are being scanned, and I'm wondering, okay, what kind of wire, what kind of stuff is zoning around, what's filtering through the air here? And I was thinking about all the other things that confront us. I have three screens in front of me here in the studio.
Yeah, it's your fancy.
Those of you who can see as we broadcast the show at gooddayshow.com in video. So all of this stuff is here. That's sending waves my way. I have all this equipment underneath that's all over the place. That is the broadcast equipment. That's throwing waves at me. We have radio in general. When you're listening in your car, the radio waves are out there. They're pouring down from outer space. Television waves, microwaves in the oven, the waves that go to your cell phone. They're everywhere. This is everywhere. It's like Chicken Man. It's everywhere.
Chicken Man.
Yeah. Oh. So now the TSA says we have to enhance. They spent $4 billion buying new equipment, and they've hired another 1,400 agents. Last weekend I went through the Boston screening process in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
There were people stumbling. When I went to the airport Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, there were people fumbling and stumbling around all over each other because there wasn't enough for them to do. They were just standing there, three or four of them talking in one corner, another person, the two people talking at the screen where they look at the stuff as it goes through the X-ray machine. So for those of you who say we've been protected and there hasn't been another bomber that got on a plane, you know, they're
you think we're just lucky?
Maybe, well, there's a certain amount of luck to this. I mean, after all, you're talking about the government, and they pretty much screw up everything. So here, those of you who will be compliant, which is what they want you to be docile, quiet, and compliant. Well, that's not my MO. I'm not interested in being docile and quiet and compliant. And as I've thought about all of these things floating around, I've listened to some people from the TSA say, no, I've been trained, and all this machine does is penetrate your clothing so we can see whether you have a wad in your pants or in your bra or whatever. And that's what they're looking for. They're not. You don't see anybody's woo-hoo. Can't look at the size of your ya-yas. And so that supposedly is what they say. I don't know, one way or another. I don't trust government. I don't believe what people tell me because most of the time it's self-serving and not true. This is for your benefit. I don't want this for my benefit. The procedure was bad enough before, and guess what? We haven't had any attacks. So what do you have to change it for? Well, because there's a new problem. People can stick things in their shorts.
Right.
Or they can stick it up their body cavity.
Maybe we should just fly naked. Oh, well, that wouldn't work.
Naked.
Yeah.
There we go. So the pilots union is going to be a big protest. The day before Thanksgiving, there is going to be a protest, and it's called Opt-Out Day. The hopes of calling attention to this new invasive procedure and getting it changed, what they're sticking to. In the next hour of the program, we're going to meet, for those of you who want to stick around, if you can't, then it'll be a downloadable podcast about 5 minutes after we get done with this lady. The lady's name is Megan McLean. She works on a radio program that actually is a competitor of ours.
Uh-huh.
It's produced in New England here. I think they have 60 or 70 affiliates. I met the fellow who's the co-host at the last talk convention in October. Nice fellow. So I called him up and I said, I want to talk to your partner. He said, fine. So she's going to be on with us in the next hour at this time. She's the one, Jennifer, if you haven't heard the story, who was handcuffed to a chair, had her ticket ripped up by a TSA employee while attempting to fly from Boston to Florida.
Wow, so why was she handcuffed to the chair?
Because she said she didn't want to go through the X-ray machine, and when she opted for, you have two choices. You go to the X-ray, you got three choices. Go through the X-ray machine, get patted down, or you don't fly. So she went to the, she had her pat down, and the woman twisted her breasts and stuck her hand up her crotch.
Yep.
Oh. And so she said, listen, I'm not having this. So she said, stop. So they threw her in a chair, handcuffed her to the chair. The TSA employee says, you're not traveling anywhere, ripped up her ticket. I mean, who in the hell do these people think they are? And how is that protecting you? So anyway, I'm going to let her tell the story. But my God. And for those of you, I got an email from somebody this week who said they love the program, but when I talk about it being the Good Day show and I start some of the hours with this kind of stuff, how is this a good
day?
It's
not so good.
Well, it isn't so good.
But we have to talk about it. I mean,
we have to talk about some of these things because they are very important to the survival of this way of life that we have. So you don't like it? Sorry. But it's not a political. This is not a political show, and it's not a political issue. This is an issue of right and wrong, good or bad, what you want to stand for or what you don't want to stand for. I don't want to stand for it. So the next time I go through this, I'm not going to take the X-ray screening, and I'm going to see what they do. I want to see if a couple of men have reported on the air that they twisted their testicles, and they've done all kinds of. So I'll tell you what they do. Matter of fact, I don't know if they can prohibit you from filming. That'd be interesting. Somebody
wow.
must be filming these things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's that. Plus, the excitement over cutting the debt. Our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on just that. And so we'll get to that in a moment. And maybe you have a few ideas you want to share with us one way or another, or just take the poll. It's an item to be discussed because they want to cut the mortgage interest deduction. So if they cut the mortgage interest deduction, guess what happens to home sales? Gonzo. You want to stop the economy? Take away the mortgage deduction or the interest deduction from people's income taxes. That's what stimulated in the first place. You don't want to see the country stop? Then you stop talking about this. There are many ways, and we'll ask you about the ways you think the debt can be cut. A lot of good ideas, and it's not about political. I don't want to hear Obama should do this and Obama's. That's not what this is about. This is about understanding how the government works and how the system is working against you, and it's not a political reality. It is a governmental reality and the reality for all of our pocketbooks as well. Amazing, like one day somebody, the light switch went on. Oh, we got to stop doing things the way we're doing them. Wow, look at all the money we've spent. Oh, we just hired 1,400 new TSA people and spent $4 billion for screening devices so we can check out your hoo-hoo and your ha-ha. Who's laughing? Ha-ha.
Only when you say it like that. It's not funny, though.
No. But oh, my God, we are crazy. All right, let's see. It's 15 past the hour. Well, I need to take a breath here.
Yes.
Do you mind? Okay.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham?
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where's brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct! Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusion supply, savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Oh. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. The Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut has been following this on the social media. That is the TSA stuff. Clay, what have you found has been the opinion of many people who are inveigling their minds into this?
I got a couple comments here, Doug.
Have you? What a coincidence.
I know. It's crazy. One's
really,
from Jim Sarai.
It's terrific, Clay.
Thank you, Doug.
Wonderful.
Thank
Marvelous.
You. This is the best day ever.
Okay. I hope so.
Jin Sarai says, my question is, why are taxpayers picking up the tab for the oft-bailed-out airline industry in the first place? They should either provide adequate security on their own or not be allowed to utilize the American airspace at all. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Mont says, meanwhile, we can't get high-speed rail because the oil companies want to keep selling gasoline and jet fuel. We don't have a choice for long-distance trips.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more user, Body Counters, says, stop flying, take a road trip, take a train, stop condoning this madness.
All right, that's pretty good. Jerry writes to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, okay, a pilot gets patted down, goes through the X-ray machine, gets on the plane, and if he's so inclined, what's to stop him from flying into a building?
Huh? True.
Hello.
The pat-down doesn't help.
The big, at the beginning, the big stink has been with the pilot union because they're going through every day. They fly 14, 15 days a month. So 14, 15 times at least a month, they and the flight attendants are going through these X-ray machines, and they don't like it.
Right.
Because there's no proof anyplace that there isn't going to do. You can say, oh, it just goes through your clothing. Where is the proof that no harm comes to your body? There can't be any proof for years.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be. So there's that. Here's another. Tony says both are a pain in my butt. I've never heard you talk positively about them. The fact is, there isn't much to say. Oh, there isn't much. I mean, it's wrong. This is fascism. Hello. All right. And speaking of fascism, a story of a turtle who gets dumped by AirTran. Wait till you hear this story. 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
32.
I know I'm going to mumble through this.
Why don't you just tell him, Doug?
No, because I'd be embarrassed if I told him.
It's a show of honesty.
People care about you, Doug.
Yeah, listen to Kim.
They care. They should know. Go ahead.
Right. We were talking about Viagra being the sponsor of the segment. And I admitted to having taken all three.
Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis.
Right. But they're all enhancements. They work differently. One is for a relatively quick response. One of them is long-lasting, and the other one is sort of a multi-purpose. What's this? And I remember this was about 4.5 years ago. I was in an extremely amorous circumstance, and so I took all three of them at once. And the comments that came from my cohorts when I told them that are not irritable.
I didn't prescribe all three of these for him, please.
No, it was before I knew Ken.
Ken Kessler, our producer in the chat room, was asking if he went temporarily blind.
Is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Having fun with that's one of my favorites.
The good old days.
Yep.
The magic moments of radio. 25 minutes.
Yeah.
After the hour. All right. I don't know. McFadden's stuck in the traffic someplace. He just sent Clay a picture from his camera, supposedly, of the traffic. However, it was daylight in the picture, and it's still dark down there.
And all the signs were in Japanese. It was weird. Is that like the new excuse instead of a parent's note? You just show the dog eating your homework on
a
picture?
Exactly, that's it, right. Marie Osmond singing in the background. She's been appearing lately. Oprah's had some pretty good shows this week. She was on Oprah yesterday. And Marie opens up about the sad story of her son and his suicide, and here she recounts the story of how she heard about her son's death and then the last time she saw her son alive. Marie Osmond.
How did you hear?
I knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in the hotel that night because I had to get up very, very early, and I told my daughter, I said, something's wrong. I don't want to be alone tonight. Will you stay with me? And she was with me. About 2 a.m, the phone rang. Mm-hmm. And it was we live in a gated area for security, and the security guard called and said, there's some people here to see you. It's the police, I believe. And I'm like, what? I'm not there. And he said, well, it's the coroner's office. And I knew.
You knew that it had to do with Michael. You knew.
Yeah. Your life changes.
When was the last time you saw him? What do you remember about the last time you saw him? I'm sure you've gone over that many, many times.
You know, we had such a great relationship. This is what's fascinating about depression to me. My son went to college. He was so happy. The last thing he said, I was down doing some press, and he was with me, and one of my really good friends looked at him, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, Michael, how are you doing?" And he just smiled. He was a funny kid. And he goes, "You know what? I have never been happier in my life."
And this was when?
This was about a month before.
Hmm. I think it's goosebumps, don't you? When you think mm-hmm. about how that might happen, wherefore, except for the luck or whatever the draw might you be as a parent. Mm-hmm. Then Oprah asks her if she has had an abusive marriage, as has been reported this week in some of the tabloids.
I had a very bad marriage. A lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, a lot of trying, a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. You can't sit in something. You have to move forward. I really believe at this point with my children, I still have four children at home, mm-hmm. that I need to just move forward.
Well, those are the stories. Yeah. We're interested in those stories. She's speaking of stories, the story of the stranded cruise ship coming up pretty quickly here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels for the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Yesterday's news.
November 12th, 2001. Another tragedy in New York.
American 587 Heavy, turn left, proceed direct wavy.
Turn direct wavy, American 587.
That was the last transmission from American Airlines Flight 587. It crashed in a Queens neighborhood, killing all 265 people on board.
It sounded like two planes, but I guess it was just one, and then it just hit. It was like a bomb exploding.
The flight, destined for the Dominican Republic, crashed just 2 minutes after departing from JFK Airport. The accident occurred just 2 months after the September 11th attacks. That led many to speculate that terrorism was to blame. Investigators quickly announced that terrorism was not a factor in the crash. The NTSB put blame on both American Airlines and a plane designer, determining that the co-pilot improperly used the rudder and that the Airbus industry poorly designed that rudder system. And that's yesterday's news for November 12th.
Today?
No,
today?
Yeah. I feel great, actually.
Really? Well, I just wondered, you sent that fake video from your car of yesterday's traffic.
Yeah, we know where you're going.
The excuse for you not being
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right.
There,
right.
You know, what I was trying to show you was the taxi cab that drove up on the Jersey Wall and was laying sideways on the Jersey Wall. It was
when
awesome.
That happened 4 years ago?
It did. I keep a bunch of photos stock in my
car. Good idea.
Yeah.
That is a great idea. I didn't think about that.
That's the excuse. That's the new excuse. Those of you who are late for work this morning, see if you can find some old audio.
Yeah.
I mean, some old.
Just find a picture of a gnarly accident and say, I was stuck in this, man.
See? Look at this.
The real problem is I wasn't smart enough to think of that. I should have.
Just hang with me. I'll give you a few ideas.
Here's the only problem is, let's see, we're going to work in Massachusetts, and the license plates all say Virginia
right.
on them.
Yeah. As much as I roll in here at 6:15 and 6:10 yeah. and 6:20, you'd yeah. think I would have thought of that a
yeah,
while
you
back.
Would, by now, for heaven's sake.
It's a new idea. I like it.
So that would if you just an iPhone app.
Joining,
it would. Yeah, get it my would excuse, and it could app. Figure yeah. out where you are. And
we could make a lot of money on that, Clay.
No.
Clay, let's work on it.
What, no, all Clay right. just said no. He can make a lot of money. Huh? The rest of us. Eh?
Yeah.
It was my idea, Clay. Remember that.
It was my idea originally.
No, it was my idea.
Oh, come on, Doug.
Want to wrestle?
Yeah.
Okay.
You bring the mud, I'll bring the muscle.
Yeah, well, you guys are wrestling, I'll be making millions on this iPhone app.
Today, already, today is, you might as well just write today off.
It's Friday.
Right? Yeah. It is Friday. I'm so upset about the TSA rules. I am apoplectic.
All right, so you got to bring me up to speed. I'm just joining the show.
All right, so you're just joining the program.
Be a good host and tell me what's going on.
Sometime I'm going to be a very good host, Greasy. Thank you for reminding me.
What does your sweatshirt say?
My sweatshirt today is a tribute to a station that I visited.
Palestine.
Yeah. Right, in Texas. Visited a couple of years ago.
Very nice, very nice. Cool.
Got it? Got the whole thing, the effect of it there? So, anyway, the two items that have distracted me so far have been this suit that is pending. The flight attendants are complaining about the TSA's new screening process. We're going to have with us in about a half hour, Richie, a young lady named Meg McLean, who works on a radio program in New Hampshire.
Okay.
She was going to her folks' home in Florida, and she didn't want to have the X-ray machine, so she opted for a pat-down,
mm-hmm.
and they apparently did everything except have sex with her.
Yeah, the Pilots Association union
right.
has apparently decided not to use the X-ray machine
right.
In exchange for going through the
they're going over
pat-downs.
Their bodies, their genital areas,
yeah.
their breasts.
Yeah.
And they're not going to take it. So you'll yeah. see a lawsuit or two or three or four unless the government gets smart enough to figure out how to do this. And those of you who say, well, so far we prevented an attack, but the old procedure isn't the new procedure.
Yeah, but where do our rights end
right.
and begin
right.
with
yeah.
this?
And then people say, oh, America's all about rights. Some guy just sent me an email that suggested, okay, so they go through all of this and you put the pilot in the plane. What's to keep him from deciding that he wants to fly into a building?
Yeah.
And somebody then responded in a quick note, the co-pilot. Okay. So, but there's all kinds of things that are a part of this.
It's kind of like outlawing toner cartridges being mailed, mm-hmm. you know, instead
yeah.
of just dealing
yeah.
with the problem.
Do all the stupid people in the world just go to work for the government?
I think so.
Because they can't get a job someplace else?
Kind of an easy job because you get good benefits.
Right.
You can
yeah.
retire, you know.
And they're certainly expanding until the Debt Commission gets a hold of them. And now the Debt Commission, all of a sudden we've had all these new government jobs, and the Debt Commission says, oh, we got to cut all these jobs. How are we going to cut and save? Our poll today at DougStephan.com, by the way, is just that. It's focusing on how we deal with our debt. A, rework the bloated tax system. B, cut military spending. C, weed out corruption, fraud, abuse, that sort of thing. And D, I'm not sure. Let's ask Dick Cheney. Those are the four things. Do you think we cheapen the poll by throwing in a reference to Dick Cheney all the time?
Sometimes it's really funny. Sometimes it doesn't work so much. But, this one works.
Maybe we should.
You guys want to talk waste. My girlfriend is working for a job at her school right now in college, and she's on a federal work-study grant. So she's getting paid a certain amount, and she the school isn't paying her. The government is paying her. So her boss doesn't really care if she shows up because she'll still get paid, and it's no skin off his back.
Right. Okay, let's start by getting rid of your girlfriend, or at least the connection that she has to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. All right? Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
So your girlfriend, just tell your girlfriend she's finished, okay, Clay?
All right.
One way or the other. 800-510-8255. Now, here's the story. This is actually a story from a couple of months ago, but it just surfaced this week. The story of Tommy the Turtle.
Hey, Tommy.
Tommy the Turtle, adorable. Size about, you know, those old silver dollars. This little turtle is about that big.
Oh, yeah. So he's cute?
Right. So
those big turtles are not cute.
The turtle is owned by a 10-year-old youngster from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Flying on AirTran Airways. Keep this in mind. AirTran is merging with Southwest. I want to keep this in mind when you make your reservations next time around. So it seems that Tommy the Turtle ended up in the waste management system bin.
Like the
after
trash
a
can?
Series
oh, cool.
of events.
How do you like it?
Well, the young owner, Carly Helm, and I guess couple of her sisters, Rebecca and Annie, were on a trip. And as the plane was making its way out of the gate, flight attendants saw this turtle with these kids. And his real name, they call him Tommy, his real name was Netgeary, I guess, or something like that. Anyway, company policy okay. is...
Does he no, come when you call it, no matter what?
Yeah, who knows. So company policy prohibits any pets in the plane. You can't, on AirTrain, have a dog in the plane with you. You know, some airlines allow you to have the dog under the seat if it's small enough or whatever. But the company policy says, nope, no pets. So what do you do? Well, you have to get off the plane. Apparently, there was an argument between the flight staff as to what to do, whether we take the turtle, excuse me, and flush it down the toilet on the plane, which was the first option, apparently.
No.
And the girl screamed. And so, okay, we're going to put you off the plane. And the older sister says, well, what are we all going to do? Our parents are gone. What are we going to do?
So they were flying alone.
Yeah. So they said, well, you can stay on the plane, but we got to take the turtle off.
Oh, my God.
So they take the turtle. The flight attendants for AirTran Airways takes the turtle, and the plane comes back. It's on the runway ready to take off, come back to the gate, open the door. The flight attendant takes the turtle up the ramp to the nearest wastebasket and throws the turtle in the wastebasket. Comes back on, plane takes off, yada, yada. So... all of these things having been, apparently, they were going to Racine, Wisconsin from Atlanta. When they got off the plane, told a story, apparently got onto the news, and somebody who works for waste management went through the dumpster at the airport where they threw all of the trash and found this turtle.
Was it still alive?
Still alive.
Oh, that's so cute.
So...
My family, my grandparents and I and my brother, when I was 13, went to New York for the first time, and we got those little turtles in Chinatown. I'm looking at the picture, and we took these turtles back on the plane with us to Texas, and they were in the same bucket and the same size, and there was no problem with it back in 2002.
Yeah. Well,
why would people take a turtle on an airplane?
Because
it was a kid, and they were
taking it to visit their friends. Don't be so proud.
I would know if my kid were carrying a turtle in a car on the way to the airport to get on an airplane. And I would say, Sean, you can't take that, buddy. They won't allow him on the airplane.
Uh-huh. You're so practical, Richie.
No,
he's right, though. I mean, parents should know what their kids are doing.
But it gives me
a good... They love dogs.
I mean, imagine the hysteria. And it played out well.
Does it make it any better for AirTran just to chuck the thing in the trash? No, they're morons.
Yeah, right. There's a better way of handling it. That's probably
sure.
the point.
Oh, without a doubt.
The story.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But there's a no reptile been. Rule. No pets, reptiles, whatever.
No reptile rule.
This is their ad, the new ad.
But they let politicians fly.
Anyway, I think the story ended up on the Today Show. Meredith Vieira was talking to these kids about their reunion with the reptile, with his little... Tommy or whatever the real name, Netgeary or Netgeary or something like that.
I think it's funny it has a nickname and a real name.
Yeah. And by the way, AirTran was so embarrassed by all of this that they gave the turtle, when they found the turtle, they were visiting Atlanta. This is the story. They started out in Milwaukee. That's where they live. Went to Atlanta to visit. Then they go home. They got the turtle in Atlanta. And they're bringing it back to Milwaukee. That was the story, Richie. And so apparently the turtle got a free ride back to Milwaukee in the belly of the plane. Not they're worried about salmonella poisoning. You can get that from a turtle.
Good for the turtle.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. That's a boo-hoo story of the day. 800-510-8255. Scott's in El Paso. Back to the TSA. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Doug. Yeah, you know, back in the 1960s, a pretty stewardess would have put that turtle in a Tupperware container,
yep.
and it would have been a TV commercial.
Yep.
You know,
right.
A PR thing.
Yep, yeah. It's been a great PR move. Here's how we handle these problems.
Exactly. They lack the human touch these days. It would have been a great PR.
That's the same. And it isn't just there, Scott. It's everywhere. Everything is impersonal. The TSA pat-down thing is another example of everything so impersonal.
Right. play it by the book, no imagination.
Right,
no
human exactly.
touch. Yep. Yeah. Well, my nightmare is I was going to TSA and getting ready to board a plane. I see, you know, the lady, attractive young lady. So, you know, I had a smile on my face. I guess I was just slightly amorous, and she took offense to that. Mm-hmm. She took my bags, took me into this back little area, and just went through everything,
yeah.
you know. And it's just a huffy attitude, like, you know, how dare you even look
you
at
were,
me.
You were giving her the eye?
Well, you know, just a slight smile. So, you know, it's a very pretty lady, you know. And I just figured, you know,
did she turn out to be a lesbian?
You just smiled and she was mad about it?
Yeah, you know, kind of amorous smile of a man towards a woman, but it's like, oh, you know, I'm with TSA, and how dare you?
Dare you want to have sex with me?
Here's TSA. Here's my pet peeve, though. Here's my pet peeve.
Yeah.
There's this 2-foot by 20-foot walkway that thousands of people are walking barefoot through, and they demand that you walk barefoot through.
You
know, imagine the foot fungus through that path.
I know.
Especially I imagine
in
New York.
Yeah. Let's sue them. What do you say? Let's start a class action suit.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
Flip-flops.
Right.
Wear some sandals.
That's it. All right, good advice, Scott. Thanks for telling us your story. In a moment, the story of the cruise liner that finally got back to San Diego. A couple of excerpts from people who had their...
back to San Diego. It left from, like, Los Angeles or something.
Yeah, but the fire happened off the coast of San Diego, and it took them 3 days to get it in the show. All right, so we'll have a little audio from that in a moment here on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Okay, so these passengers from that stranded cruise ship, the Carnival Splendor, finally reached port in San Diego yesterday, and here are some of the reactions of some of the passengers.
Toilets weren't running, no lights, and so they pretty much stayed above the top of the deck.
It's something that I don't ever want to go through again. I hope it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. My very first cruise, and it was completely ruined.
We met good friends, made new friends on the boat.
Are you going on the cruise again?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like it. They're fun. This was once-in-a-one-time experience, and I doubt it'll ever happen again.
A lot of kids. A lot of young people going on these cruises.
Yeah, it sounded disgusting. The toilet didn't flush.
Yeah.
There was no hot food.
No, they had no electricity. All right, so here is Conan's take on this.
The Carnival cruise ship finally docked after losing power for 3 days, which resulted in small portions of bad food and smelly toilets. Yeah, the ship's being repaired and turned into a Taco Bell.
Everybody else, everyone must have had David Letterman.
These bathrooms there are pretty smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taco Bell. The bathrooms in all of those fast food joints are really yucky.
Yeah.
Right? Listen to me, who's never been in one, trying to jump on and pile on.
They sound terrible.
51 after on Good Day.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program with Rich McFadden at the controls and the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Wait,
don't you wish you could see how gorgeous she is? She could be streaming her video. Folks, we need a multifaceted approach to this. We need you to be sending us email and complaining that Jennifer and Richie, who wants to look at Jeff? I mean, Richie and me.
Yeah. I mean, it's, hey, what's to look at, you know?
Here
you
I am.
You have that stupid sweatshirt on. And
I'm
here looking all ragged and tired and everything.
Yeah. Jennifer has a beautiful, bouncy face. And
bounce the other things.
Whatever else bounces around there.
That's the first time you
send an email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Or better yet, why don't we work the Facebook angle on this? What do you think, Clay? Can we do that?
Yeah, if I get 10 messages on my Facebook page asking me to do video, I'll do it.
All right, there you go.
10, that's
yeah,
it.
So Doug,
but you
Clay,
guys don't count.
Me, yeah. Mike, that's four.
All right, speaking of Facebook, that seems to wrap itself around technology. Do you know if a color Kindle is on its way? Color Kindles. Kindle's big.
That's what I wanted to invest in 2 months ago, and the stock has gone up three times since then.
Right.
So why didn't you?
Because I don't have any money.
You don't have any money.
And why didn't you tell us?
I did.
You did? I don't have any money either, so. Rich, you
probably
got any money?
No.
All right.
I'll just go in.
All right, Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, will tell us if a color Kindle is on the way in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
So I got my wife a Kindle electronic book reader from Amazon.com recently, and she loves it even more than she thought she would. She finds it a lot more comfortable to read and to hold than a paper book. And it turns out, she reads a lot faster on a Kindle, which was a big surprise to her. Of course, the Kindle uses an e-ink display, and that's the name of the screen technology. Now, it's not an LCD screen. It actually feels like you're reading letters on a real page. But the big drawback to this is that these e-ink screens have been black and white. Until now, a Chinese company has announced this week that it will sell the first e-book reader with an e-ink display that's in color. Imagine how terrific newspapers and magazines would look with a color screen. You know, actually, you don't have to imagine. Just look at an iPad. Mark my words, the next Kindle will be in color. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes at techtaylorminute.com. They're all free there. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Making time for family is very important. Using that time for family fun is even more important. Brian Osich has more with an expert on the importance of keeping it fresh and fun, as well as a few tips on how to make it happen.
Bringing the family together can be a lot of fun and very rewarding. Ellen Harder-Wall is with Disney Family Fun magazine. She says a great way to do it regularly is with family game time.
It encourages healthy competition and often results in laughter, making it a perfect way to end the day. When you're playing with your kids, everyone is focused on the here and now, not work or school.
Wall also suggests mixing it up to keep the family fun time fresh.
Games that offer options for customization can really extend the fun. You can even create a game night notebook to keep track of house rules, high scores, and favorite memories.
A slew of new games from LEGO, like Minotaurus and Creationary, offer just that kind of versatility. For more on new LEGO board games and tips from Disney Family Fun on building together time, like fixing fun wholesome snacks or even getting your neighbors involved, log on to games.lego.com. That's Lifestyles from LEGO.
The 2010 elections have come and gone, but lawmakers, educators, and parents remain squarely focused on improving public schools that are failing to meet students' needs. Brian Osage back again with more from an expert who says the answer can start in the community.
While how best to fix the nation's struggling public schools is debated across the country, many parents and community members wonder what they can do. Arthur Griffin, the head of the Urban Advisory Resource for McGraw-Hill Education, helped reform North Carolina's Charlotte-Mecklenburg School District during his tenure as Board of Ed Chair.
Between 1995 and 2001, we were able to increase the percentage of African-American fifth graders reading at grade level by 32 points and close the achievement gap between black and white students.
Griffin encourages concerned community members interested in improving their local schools to follow the three T's.
The first T is time. Offer your time, like volunteering to read stories to kids. The second T, talent. Bring a special ability or talent to the school, like tutoring a foreign language. If you don't have time, talent, have treasures. Donate school supplies and resources to support programs that supplement the core curriculum within a school.
To learn what you can do, log on to mheonline.com. That's Education Now for McGraw-Hill Education.